the good, the bad, and the ugly, the calendar, the birthday list, and more. But up first, well, we're happy to welcome back to the show, great friend of the program, longtime sports writer from the Portland Press-Herald, living the good life these days in retirement, but still got some time for us, Mike Lowe joining us. Hello there, Mike.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back. I'll tell you, the weather for the week, too freaking hot.
Oh.
Right? Let's just go there.
Yes.
That's it. The water in my pool is 88 degrees. I don't want that.
I didn't sign up for this. I signed up for Maine summers, you know, July,
right.
75, 76, fairly low humidity. No, I don't like this at all.
Just give me a couple of days of 75. That's all I ask. That's it.
There you go. Well, again, I see the social media posts, and it looks like you are absolutely making the most out of retirement, spending time with family and getting to Red Sox games and just enjoying life.
Trying to. I mean, you know, you work 40 plus years at your job, and when it's time to stop, you ought to be able to enjoy the rest of your life, and that's what my wife and I are doing. We've gone on cruises. We actually have two trips coming up, one in September, one in September. We're going through Kentucky and Tennessee with a travel agency. They've set everything up. We start in Louisville with a stop at the Louisville Slugger Bat Museum and Factory. So, you know, I'll be bringing home a nice new baseball bat.
Nice.
I don't know what I'll use it for. And we end up in Nashville. We make a big loop. We go to the Great Smoky National Park and end up in Nashville for a couple of days. And then next spring, we're going to Italy for 10 days. So we are doing things that we always wanted to do and things that you can't do when you're raising a family and working.
Good for you. Well, that sounds great. You're providing me with a nice guidepost if I ever actually decide to do it. But I'm kind of chicken. You know, I have cut back.
Yeah.
I'm semi-retired at school, but it's all these other pesky little jobs.
Well, it's my wife still hasn't completely retired. She still works a couple of shifts, two, three shifts a month at the hospital, but that's it. She just likes to go in once in a while, touch base with all her friends, keep her, you know, foot in the industry, and she's not ready to completely stop. I was ready to stop when, you know, 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I knew it was time for me to stop. And I have, you know, people have asked me, you know, have you regretted it? And no, I haven't, you know. I came back and helped the Press Herald with a couple of, instances. Went down to the Little League World Series last August when they couldn't find anyone else to cover it. And then I covered a couple of games during the basketball tournament this past winter. But it's nice to be able to say, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Or, nah, you know what, I don't feel like doing it, you know.
That is a good feeling indeed. I got to think, like me, you have been pleasantly surprised by this Red Sox team.
You know what? This has been the most fun team to watch in a long time because, you know, we went down, my wife and I went down on my birthday, and they played the Phillies, and that was the one game in the series they lost. And I knew going in, you know, they're facing Zach Wheeler. So I said, I don't think they're going to win. And they didn't, but it was a good, exciting game. And that's what this team is. It's an exciting team. They're not waiting for the three-run home run, although they seem to hit them when they need them. But they can win in so many different ways. You know, like yesterday when, you know, Sedane throwing the guy out at third base in the top of the ninth. I mean, that was a huge, huge play. And you know, Red Sox teams of the past two or three years haven't been doing that, that's for sure. Getting hits, everybody's contributing, you know. Guys, David Hamilton. No clue who this guy was. When they brought him up, I didn't even know they signed Dominic.
Smith, Dom Smith, yeah.
Dom Smith. I even realized they signed him for a week and a half. I said, wait a minute, he's on the team. it's everybody is contributing, and that's the fun part about this team. And you know, they're waiting for Casas to come back, and when he comes back, he should help the offense. Let's see what ownership does now. Because obviously they need a frontline pitcher. They need at least someone in the top three pitchers add to that rotation, and they probably need a bullpen arm, and they probably need a right-hand bat. They certainly have the plays and the minus to offer, you know. So we'll see what happens in the next 2-3 weeks, how much this ownership believes in this team.
Well, and as somebody who's been watching the Red Sox for longer than I care to remember, it's so fun to see a team that has speed. Because a lot of teams, we saw it when they played the Yankees in that series. Poor Trevino had no idea what he was doing. He couldn't throw anybody out. Teams are not built to stop the running game, and the Red Sox are taking full advantage.
Yeah, and it's not just one guy or two guys. It's three or four guys, you know? They have speed up and down the lineup, you know? And I can't remember. I talked to my son. I'm trying to remember the great base dealers the Red Sox had. Of course, they had Tommy Hopper at one time, but he was probably at the end of his career when they got him, so he didn't do much. They had Ricky Henderson at the end of his career.
Mm.
But really, who have been the big base deal? They haven't had any great, great base dealers that I can remember. And so when you don't have that one guy, when you have a bunch of guys who can do it, that's what's exciting. Because, when you have Sedane, Duran, and Hamilton batting in that order in some form, that's speed at all three guys. You know, if one or two of them gets on, boy, then the games begin.
Yeah, I love it. They've been so much fun to watch this season. Do you pay any attention to the Home Run Derby?
Oh, I'll be watching that tonight. That's one of my favorite nights of the year.
Oh, good.
Tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah. We used to, when the kids were very young, we would plan our vacations around the All-Star Game. This was even before they had the Home Run Derby. So I could watch the All-Star Game when it was on. And I love these two nights. It's a night of fun baseball that doesn't really matter, and it's good baseball. So, I'm going to sit back. I try to figure out who's going to win tonight. It's tough to go against Alonso. But if anybody's going to beat him, I think it might be Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah, he's tough. I do. My only hesitation, I wish they would go back to wearing their team's uniforms instead of having the separate All-Star unis.
Yeah, they're pretty ugly uniforms every year, and this year is no exception. They released them last week, and I have a text thread with my son, one of his friends, a nephew of mine, and my brother-in-law, and we all universally just said, no, God, please stop. We don't want these uniforms anymore.
No, not at all.
It used to be fun seeing all the different uniforms on the field.
We're talking with Mike Lowe here on Downtown. Well, you got out of covering college football in the University of Maine at an interesting time as this transfer portal really kicked into high gear, and I think has changed the game of, not just college football, but college basketball, and not always in good ways.
It's hard to tell the kids, I'm glad the kids have that freedom.
Oh, yes.
Because coaches have that freedom,
mm-hmm.
And the coach says, I'm not leaving, and then 2 days later he leaves. That happened way too many times, and kids were stuck with a guy who didn't recruit him and didn't want him. But now, I do think it's kind of being, I don't want to say overused, but God, if a kid doesn't play enough, is he just going to, in the old days, he'd work harder, try to earn a spot, but now just I'm going to find a school there where I can play more. I don't know. Mixed feelings about it, Rich, because I like it. But I think it's being abused by some people.
Yeah, and I think some players are not getting great advice either. I saw a statistic. Actually, Bob Lucy discovered it and shared it with me, that as of last week, nearly 42% of athletes that entered the transfer portal were still uncommitted. And there end up being a lot of guys that never find a place to play.
Yeah, and what do you do then?
Yeah.
Go to your local college and just try to get a degree? And in some cases, COVID changed everything because then it added that extra year for everybody. And I think a lot of guys said, all right, I played 4 years at this school. I want to go and play my grad year somewhere else, and I can understand that. But I don't know, mixed feelings on it. I like it, but I'd like to see, I don't know if you can legislate it more. I don't know. Watch it more. Have more moves to it. I don't know.
Well, and then this the whole NIL money has complicated things too. Maine was down at Campbell last year, down in North Carolina, a new team in the league, and they were talking about all the guys that they brought in because they got a ton of NIL money out of that Research Triangle down in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. And, you know, that's something that places like Maine, University of New Hampshire just don't have access to.
All right. Well, look, Caitlin Clark, you know, she makes more money, made more money in NIL than she's making as a pro basketball player.
Right.
So, I mean, it's crazy money out there. That changed a lot. So, I'm glad I don't have to deal with any of that stuff. I'm glad I don't have to keep checking the transfer portal to see if anyone is going to Maine or leaving Maine. You know, I still scan the Bangor Daily, check Larry's stuff and our paper and everything, and yeah, I'll see. Oh, Maine's top receiver is leaving, and why is he leaving? He's got two more years to go, and again, people saying, no, you can go somewhere else. You'll be seen somewhere else. Well, Maine's produced some pretty good players, and they've done pretty well. They've had some guys go to the NFL and do pretty well. So, and also, well, except for basketball, baseball, obviously, hockey, obviously, Maine's done pretty well. I do want to touch on something which was great news over the weekend. Lynn Coote getting the athletic director's job at UMass Lowell.
Yeah, first ever woman athletic director there. And Lynn has certainly paid her dues and worked her way up through the ranks at Maine and other places along the way.
Yeah, and, I actually called her Saturday morning when I saw it. I think they probably made the announcement Friday. I didn't see till Saturday morning. I told her, she and Mike are two of my all-time favorite people from my years at the Press Herald. Great resources to tap into for many different things.
Mm.
Just great people to love talking to them all the time. And I couldn't be happier for her. And I'm glad someone's finally giving her the opportunity to show how much she can affect change in an athletic department. I think she's going to do great down there.
I do too. She's a hard worker and a great people person. That'll be, I think, a terrific match for her. And look forward to seeing her, I'm sure, when they come up here for games.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because she said, Mike's going to have to still coach another year out there before he comes and joins. She goes, we can never make the timing right so that, we're both leaving at the same time. So,
boy, speaking of Mainers, too, how about the story of this Cooper flag that just keeps getting better and better?
Oh, it's amazing! It's an amazing story. Who would have thought that a kid from Maine would have this impact on a sport at such a young age, and not just at a local or a national level? He's affecting it at an international level. I mean, being on the practice squad for the U.S. team, he's played on international teams already. The world teams, U.S. I mean, he's just. God bless him. I mean, obviously great genes, hereditary genes, but obviously a ton of work, a lot of great natural talent and an awful lot of hard work. And he's got the right mindset.
Yeah.
He seems to be a great down to earth kid who is not letting any of this get to his head. He seems to take everything in stride and, he knows people are watching, we've had conversations. I've had conversations with other people about where he ranks about, with Maine's all-time great athletes. And I would say he's certainly in the top five, maybe the top three, to me, Joan Benoit Samuelson will always be the number one because of what she did for her sport and came back to Maine and what she's done for the running community here in Maine with the Beach to Beacon Road Race. It's, Maine is known, for that. It's an international field. It's a great field. It's one of the great races in the world. You've got L. Logan, the rower from Booth Bay, who won three gold medals, the only woman who's ever won three gold medals in the Olympics. I mean, how can you, just that alone puts her in the top two or three. So, and I right now, he's somewhere in the top five, maybe the top three. But Joan will always be number one for me for the impact she's had on the state. And then we'll see. I mean, he could certainly have that same type of impact on the state, in the future.
Yeah, it's going to be such a fun story to watch going forward and one that's certainly unexpected.
It is. And I think that's it because nothing's written. I mean, he is forging a path that no one from Maine has ever taken before, you know. And it's going to be a great ride for all of us to watch him.
Absolutely.
See what he can do.
Michael O. Mike, it is so good to talk with you again. Appreciate you taking time out from the retirement calendar to visit with us. Hope we can do it again down the road a bit.
Anytime you want to call me, you know where I am. You got my number.
All right. That sounds like a plan and a half. Enjoy the rest of the summer, Mike. Hopefully it'll cool off. We'll get more hospitable summer conditions for us here.
Yes. Hope so.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Take care.